am so excited to all be together. Now, it's not the same. I can't give everyone a hug, but I'm super excited to kick off this Ziglar Virtual Train Your Brain Conference. And there are so many amazing things that we're going to be doing over the next couple of days. But just a little bit of background for those of you who don't know me, I'm Michelle Prince, and I've been affiliated with Ziglar since the 90s and Phenomenal Products for, gosh, I think close to 10 years now. And I'll be your host today. So I'll be emceeing today. Sherry Perry, the beloved Sherry Perry, will be hosting tomorrow. So you'll get a chance to get to know us as well. But anyway, my background is with Ziglar. I started with Ziglar right out of college. And so I'm a speaker and an author, and I'm passionate about helping people to tell their stories. So that's enough about me. Let me tell you what's going to be happening the next couple days. So we have an incredible lineup. We have Dr. Caroline Leaf, who's going to be a world-renowned neurologist, and she's going to be talking about how to think and learn and succeed. We have speaker, actually most the world's most awarded public speaker, Jim Cathcart, who's going to be talking about how to rethink your business, career, and life. Of course, the none other than Tom Ziglar, CEO of Ziglar, proud son of Zig Ziglar, and he's going to be talking about how to create a victory mindset that makes you stronger. Of course, we'll have Howard. He's going to be joining us in just a second, and I'll be talking later today about how to reposition yourself and really leverage the power of authority. We'll be talking about what that means. We have Ellen Rohr joining us as well on how to buy a business with no money and so much more. So you're in for a treat. I don't want to delay. So let's give our host of the conference, Mr. Howard Partridge, a big welcome. I know we can't all clap, but virtually let's just all clap for him and bring him on up. Welcome, Howard.
Yay. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much. I love you so much. And thank you so much for always being here with us and emceeing and all the service that you do. You know, one of the things that we can do is we can maybe find on the online, we could probably find the one of those clapping sounds, at least, right? Anyway, can you guys see me and hear me okay? Can you guys see me and hear me okay? Yes or yes? All right. Good, 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 good. Good morning. Well, yeah, so welcome to the Virtual Inner Circle Conference. Every May, our conference is sponsored by the Ziglar Corporation. Everything that we do is based on the foundational philosophy of Mr. Zig Ziglar, who touched an estimated quarter of a billion lives, 250 million lives around the world when he was alive, when he was with us here on Earth. And many of us, like Michelle Prince, Tom Ziglar, and all of our coaches are Ziglar Legacy certified. And all the Ziglar Legacy certified trainers are carrying on that legacy around the world. In fact, I had my pump, my Ziglar pump, delivered to my house just for today and yesterday. We had a nice warm up with our leadership group yesterday. And I normally have it at the office. The problem is nobody ever goes to the office. I have an office at a building. Those of you who don't know me yet, I own a service company about 13 minutes away, and we have our own building there, and I've got a great team, a great business. And I have an office there, and it has a conference room, and that's where people meet because I don't work out of there anymore. I'm coming to you from my home. This is not a virtual background. These are real books that I have read all of those books except for maybe 5 or 10 on this bookshelf, and I have about 400 books over there that I've read most of. And you know, the thing is that leaders are readers, right? And so what we want to do today is bring that knowledge to you. And so brought my Ziglar pump because we normally have it on the stage when we are sharing. And what we do here is we meet every quarter, because every quarter, regardless of what's happening in the world, every quarter, all of us, personally and professionally, we need to reset about every 90 days. All right. And I appreciate you all. We've got Don from Amsterdam. We've got Clyde from Australia. We've got Higgs from South Africa. We have people coming in from all corners of the world, and including where I'm coming from right now, the Republic of Texas, the country called Texas. Anyway, I'm in the Houston area, but we got lots to cover. Be sure to get your handout ready, and if you want to fill it out online or on the computer, you can do that. We've got a lot to share with you. We also want to hear from you. We're going to have some exercises. We're going to have some Q&A along the way. And if you haven't made plans yet, be sure to schedule your time this evening. You can just be having dinner. If you're an Inner Circle member, we might want you to share. But I'm going to give away some prizes, because normally when we get together in person, we have dinner together. And we normally have some sharing from the stage and things like this. And we don't want you to miss out on the impact that our community is having. We don't want you to miss out on the tips and strategies and things that our most successful Inner Circle members are achieving, accomplishing. I mean, just one of the comments that came in from yesterday from our full day leadership, just one simple question that Elise Makarevich, who, by the way, I have to say again, I announced this yesterday, was awarded one of the 100 best companies in the USA and Inc. magazine's best companies to work for by her team members. And like me, Elise was not a very good leader. She's probably better than me, but she made her employees cry because she was mean. I was mean. And so we're also going to learn a lot about leadership through this. But just one simple question of, hey, what's your biggest challenge? Biggest challenge is uncertainty. And just as Tom and I were able to unpack that, and other people in the community were able to unpack that, that gave her a lot more peace and a lot more clarity. So I'm going to get us started this morning with a program called Performance Preview. And in your handout, the Phenomenal Performance Preview, that is not a typo. There's a large P and a large R in uppercase P, uppercase R, all right? And what that stands for is both a review of the past quarter. We challenge our Inner Circle members to review every quarter their progress and their performance in both the personal life and the professional life, and to preview the next quarter. What are we going to do in the next 3 months? So that's what the first session is all about. And I'm going to go ahead and bring up my PowerPoint. I'm going to ask you one more time if you can see my screen okay, and that you can see my slides changing once I get them up. Okay. Yes and yes. Okay. All right. So we are calling this conference the Train Your Brain Conference, because what we know, and what you probably suspect, and maybe you already know, is that it all starts right here. And if you don't know that yet, or you don't realize yet, after today and certainly after tomorrow, you're not only going to know that that's true, but you're going to have some strategies, you're going to have materials, you're going to have philosophy, you're going to have information that is going to show you how real it is. And our hope for you is that you'll simply be phenomenally successful in business and in life. I've written 8 books, and For those of you who are not members yet, maybe you're just getting to know me at this point in time, I have a program called the Howard Partridge Inner Circle. It's a membership program. We help small business owners build their businesses, grow their businesses, systematize their businesses so that they can have a phenomenal life. And of course, we're partnered with the Ziegler Corporation, and Ziegler is all about you being more successful in life. So we know that every human being wants to be more successful. And we know that those of you that get on things like this, you want to be phenomenally successful. So the question is, what is success? Well, it's different for everybody. The thing is that Mr. Zig Ziglar said that success is doing the best you can with the hand that you've been dealt. Doing the best that you can with the hand that you've been dealt. And the truth is that in my definition of success is that success is becoming the person that you were created to be, to fulfill the purpose that you were put here on earth to fulfill. So it doesn't matter the circumstances. You see, God created you for a reason, and he gave you a vision. You may not have discovered that vision yet. You may not know what that vision is. Hopefully, over the next couple of days, you'll become more clear on this is my vision, this is my purpose, and we have to stay focused on our vision rather than the circumstances. Now, we also have to face reality, and the reality is that this COVID-19 scare, you don't know what's true and what's not true. The only thing that I know that's absolutely 100% true is that it's a scare and people are scared to death. People are walking in fear rather than faith. I hope that after today, and I hope that after tomorrow, and I hope that after this conference and over the next 3 months as the Inner Circle, over the next 90 days as the Inner Circle processes all of our members, you guys, us together, we process all of this new information that we put into our brain that we will have the tools to be able to control what happens right here and right here. Because you have two ways to live. You can either live in fear or you can live by faith. Now, faith may not be, is not just faith in God or believing as a believer in Christ, believer in Jesus Christ, being a disciple of Jesus Christ like me and like many and most of our members and coaches and the people that are going to be sharing with you today. In fact, not every single one of them believes like that. But to have faith that you can respond, that you can, that there is opportunity in this COVID-19 scare. And that's why we have Dr. Caroline Leaf, who is actually a world-renowned cognitive neuroscientist. She has studied the brain for almost 38 years, I think it is. She's going to be up next after our first break. And she's studied how the brain works, how the mind works. Jim Cathcart started the professional speaking industry along with Mr. Ziegler and Cabot Roberts and some of those people who started the professional speaking industry. Do you think that as a professional speaker, do you think that his life, his career was changed in an instant? Absolutely. Every single speaking engagement that was on the books, boom, gone, canceled. So is Jim Cathcart worried about it? No. Because he's been around long enough to understand that we have to pivot, we have to rethink, we have to reinvent, we have to resume, as he's going to talk to you about tomorrow. And then Mr. Tom Ziegler will be up today, the proud son of American legend, Mr. Zig Ziegler. And Tom just wrote a phenomenal ebook called Stronger and How to Have a Victory Mindset. Michelle Prince, one of my favorite people in the entire world, is going to show you today how to create a simple tool that will help you reposition yourself. It may help you reposition yourself and take advantage of the opportunities that are happening in the world today that maybe you are not aware of, reposition yourself for a new career. Some of you guys are going to be able to, because of what's happened, you're going to have a whole new, better lifestyle. We still don't know what the future holds. The damage to the economy will not be known for quite some time. We don't know what the future holds, but I'm going to say this, and I hope you know that you're in the right place when I say this. We don't know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. And we also know that regardless of what happens, we can control our thoughts. We can be aware of our thoughts. We can understand the connection between thinking and what happens in here, what we put in here, what we intentionally put in here, what we allow to get in here, and what we actually end up doing and the outcome that we have. One of the opportunities is going to be, you may not believe this yet, but be here tomorrow afternoon, right after lunch. Ellen Rohr is going to show you how you can buy or sell a business. And it's not that complicated. I've done it. When I got my vision, remember, it's all about vision. And vision comes from thinking. Mr. Ziegler said that the secret ingredient of success is desire. And desire comes from a vision. And a vision comes from another place that we'll talk about as we get into this. But I got a vision for, I was a slave to my business. I was doing about $360,000 a year, which ain't bad. And I was making $100,000 a year profit. Ain't bad. But I was working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I knew that I wanted more. I wanted to do more. I wanted to be more. I wanted to have more. And I didn't want to have that lifestyle. I wanted to have a turnkey business. So I brought in two partners and, in essence, acquired them. And we created a company that grew to almost $4 million a year. And I have a great team that runs that company. I don't even have to be there. And Ellen's going to share with you how to do that. Ellen Rohr took Benjamin Franklin Plumbing from zero to $40 million in franchise sales in less than 2 years. After that, Benjamin Franklin moved to Florida. She wanted to stay in Missouri, and she became a top consultant. Now, we took our business from $360,000 to about $2.5 million, but how many of you know that if you're making $2.5 million and you're spending $2.6 million, that it don't really work for a long period of time, right? Unless you have unlimited funds. So Ellen came in and helped me get that business profitable. I was in incredible debt. Today we're debt free, and it's all thanks to Ellen Rohr. So no matter what you are expecting from her presentation, if you're a business owner, you want to be a business owner, or you're an entrepreneur, or you just want to be more successful, then hang on to your seatbelt. All right. And then, of course, myself, I will do four different presentations for you. And we also have our coaching team on board. I want to recognize this one right here in the middle. Aliki had her first baby night before last. And that baby's 1 day old, and so we're so excited for her. She's not on today, but we wish her the best. We're so happy for her. All right? All right, so get your hand out, and this will actually come up a little bit later in the presentation, but I want to share this with you a couple of times. Mr. Zig Ziglar himself said, "You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind." You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. I was reading recently The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale is known as the father, if you will, of the personal development movement. And in this book, The Strangest Secret, he opens up with a quote from Albert Schweitzer. And even at that time, it's the same today, it's been the same throughout history, is that the majority of people in our society aren't successful. I mean, whatever definition that you use for success, everybody here would say that success is not just about money, right? Success is living a balanced life. I could make a lot of money, but if everything's messed up at home, it really doesn't do me any good, does it? But I can tell you what success isn't, and we'll get into what success is, but I can tell you what it isn't. It isn't being broken in debt at 65 years of age and having to rely on the government. And that was the case when this book was written, and Earl Nightingale said that he heard an interview with Albert Schweitzer, and the reporter asked Albert Schweitzer, "What do you think the problem is?" And after he thought about it for a few minutes, he said, "Men simply don't think." So we want to, in this two-day conference, to help you learn how to think, what to think about, and the thinking process, and what's happening in your mind, and what's happening in your emotions, and what's happening in your will. He said that we need the courage to pursue success. Why do we need courage to pursue success? Because people around you, not because they don't love you, but just because they are in their comfort zone, when you change, the people around you are like, "Well, wait a minute, what does that mean for me?" And that's one of the biggest reasons people don't change, because of peer pressure. Or they change for the wrong reasons, because they are there is peer pressure, and they conform to the world. This is a big problem with our young people today. This is why tomorrow we are going to be launching Phenomenal Youth. I did a webinar on it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I've written the introduction of a book called Phenomenal Youth for our young people. And for the next foreseeable future, I'm just going to be doing everything that I can to provide resources for kids. And one of the great things about having this online is families can participate. Now, again, I really appreciate those who are, I appreciate all of you, but especially those of you who are on the West Coast, and you started at 6 a.m. and you're present, and your kids are present. Because the thing is that we can change our world if we change our kids. You know, our children are our future. And God gave me a vision, and has been calling me to get some of this stuff into the children's minds. Mr. Ziegler had a program called I Can, and in Destin, at the end of July, when we have our Destin Dream Retreat, last year we had 96 people there, and over half of them were kids, because we just had a little bit of youth training, and we're frustrated because we don't know what to do about our culture. We don't know what to do about our kids. Well, we're going to take a stab at it. And we're going to have a lovely couple that help run the Ziegler Youth Program to be there with us. We're going to have Jamie Hallis, who has 6 beautiful kids. We're going to have Sarah Marion, who has 4 phenomenal kids, and as well as Brenda Sell and many others who have been involved in the development of children and help them put the right things in their mind. Another quote from this book is Earl Nightingale quoted a man who said, "The opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice." You see, kids are bullied. Adults are bullied. Like, if you don't go with the flow, if you're not into all the entertainment that Hollywood gives you, if you're not just going with the flow, then you are a coward. The opposite of courage, it takes courage to step out and become the person that you're created to be. It takes courage to step outside of your comfort zone. And the beautiful thing about what Dr. Leib is going to share with us today is that there is this discomfort zone that shows us when something's not right in our world. So there is this balance, but there's also this stretch that, as Mr. Rick Jones, my coach, says, he says that all growth happens outside the comfort zone. When you're learning something new, it's going to feel uncomfortable. But there's also this this comfort zone of, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know what my purpose is, and I'm engaged in following the path that I'm supposed to be on. In Romans, the Apostle Paul said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Do not be conformed to this world. Look around. In my book, Phenomenal Youth, I ask this question. Look around. Are most people successful? I'll go ahead and spill the beans. Mr. Ziegler said that everybody wants the same eight things out of life, and I think that these eight things will spell success. Everybody wants to be happy. They want to be healthy. They want to be at least reasonably prosperous. They want to have friends. They want to have peace of mind. They want to have good family relationships. They want to be secure, and they want to have hope for the future. Right now, today, what people need more than anything else is hope for the future. And what's going to give you hope for the future is putting the pure, the positive, the powerful into your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, not watching what's happening on television, not listening to the news, not just going with the flow. In today's world, you don't even know who to trust. So start there. Tomorrow morning, be here at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, because I don't want you to judge the presentation titles and not show up, because tomorrow morning, I'm going to show you a major key of success. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what role you're in. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It is the key. Earl Nightingale also said that the human mind is the last great unexplored continent on earth. We may not know what's in the depths of the sea. We might not know everything that's out in space, but the most unexplored territory is the human mind. And over the last few decades, thanks to people like Dr. Leib, thanks to people like Zig Ziglar, thanks to people like Jim Cathcart, we've learned more and more about the human mind. Earl Nightingale also said, whatever we plant, watch this, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will eventually become a reality. Whatever we plant, see, your mind is a fertile ground. You can plant good stuff. You can plant wheat. You can plant weeds. You can plant wheat or you can plant weeds. It's totally up to you. But it's a matter of what you allow into your mind. But when you have a vision and you nourish that vision and you put the right things in your mind and you nourish it over and over and over, literally your brain changes, which you're going to learn from Dr. Lee. Again, here it is. You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Your brain is literally changed as you change your mind. As you use your mind, your brain is literally changed. Many years ago, when I first started my business, I decided to dress professionally, wore a sport coat and a tie, and I went to this little networking group, and I wanted to make a difference in our industry. I wanted to really take care of people. I wanted to have like the top business that there was, and it was all about customer service. And I came from a restaurant background where I worked in one of Houston's top restaurants, wore a tuxedo to work, did tableside cooking, cooking steak Diane, bananas Foster, cherries Jubilee, things like that at the table back in the day. I'd love to bring that experience back too, but it was just like the ultimate customer service experience. And I knew that I could do it because I'd seen that happen in the restaurant business. And I went to this meeting every week, and a group of contractors that were in the same industry, they hadn't shaven, they had a terrible attitude, and they were complaining about their customers, they were complaining about the economy back then, they were complaining about their suppliers and everything in general. They weren't ready to do business, wearing cutoff blue jeans and kind of just, and I came busting up in the door with a sport jacket, a tie, and carrying a briefcase and with a positive attitude. And I've been up all weekend just thinking about how to make this week phenomenal. Phenomenal didn't even exist at that time, our company anyway. And they said, they laughed at me. And they said, who do you think you are, Zig Ziglar or somebody? True story. The other true part is, I had never even met Zig Ziglar at the time. I knew who he was. I knew about him. I didn't know much about him. I didn't meet Zig Ziglar until 5 years later. Ended up becoming the exclusive small business coach for Ziglar, becoming the director of training operations for Ziglar, helped Tom run that company today. And the most important thing that I learned from Mr. Ziglar is this. You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone in your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. So the question is, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? What do you think you can do? See, Mr. Ziglar said that you're born to win. His last book that he wrote while he was still with us alive. It's called Born to Win. And in that book, and in See You at the Top, and in the Ziglar training, you're going to learn. And I know many of you have heard this from me before. I'm talking to the kids right now. I'm talking to your team members right now. I'm talking to those of you who don't know it. And I'm talking to you that do know it, that need to be reminded. I'm talking to you that you... To those of you that know it, we talked about this in our leadership yesterday, but we don't apply it. Do you remind yourself of that every day? Do you remind yourself that you're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness? After all, God don't make no junk. You're a phenomenal product, created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and to have a phenomenal life. Have you put that into your mind? But in order to be the winner that you are born to be, you have to plan to win. That means thinking. And prepare to win. That means practicing, applying it. And I'm going to walk you through this afternoon after lunch through a process. I love thinking. And I love thinking about thinking, because it is the key. The problem is we suffer many times from stinking thinking. Stinking thinking. We make assumptions about it, things. We make judgment calls about things. We just assume that this is the way that it is. It's not. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, good or bad. We suffer, Mr. Ziegler says, from a poor self-image. All of us do, to one degree or another. We need a checkup from the neck up. So this is your checkup from the neck up. Now, in Inner Circle, earlier this year, I wrote a book called FTI, Failure to Implement. It's right there on the shelf. And the subtitle of this book is The 10 Principles of Phenomenal Performance. The 10 Principles of Phenomenal Performance. Because at the end of the day, we have to perform. Now, at that time, obviously, we didn't know. This was early February. We didn't know all this stuff was going to happen. Nobody had a clue, those of us in Inner Circle. But I think it's even more important today. The number one reason people don't reach their biggest dreams and goals, in other words, the number one reason that we don't reach our biggest goals and we're not successful as we could be, is because of something called FTI, failure to implement. And in order to implement consistently, in order to perform at the highest level, we have to change our thinking. In fact, right before that conference in January, I had gone on a trip and I went with Ellen Rohr to a seminar called, a workshop called The Great Game of Business. The Great Game of Business was a book that was written by a man by the name of Jack Stack. Jack Stack said that he's the known as the father of open book management, which is something that Ellen Rohr really teaches and espouses. And he bought this company. He and a couple partners put together $100,000 and they took on $8.9 million in debt. And they grew this company in Springfield, Missouri, that remanufactures automotive parts and turned it into a $100 million company. And the way that they did that is through what they call open book management, where everybody's on the same team, that they get everybody together to think about how to take the company to the next level. And we got to meet Jack Stack. In fact, an interesting side note to that whole experience was that Jack Stack had just come from Spain. He was being hosted and entertained by the president of Spain for the previous 4 days, had just gotten back from the trip. And someone asked him about the economy. And he said, it's going to tank in August of 2020. Well, he obviously didn't know about COVID-19. So without COVID-19, if his predictions were right, which they probably were, there was probably going to be a slowdown anyway. Now, is it going to be more severe? Again, we don't know. I know in my particular business, my service company, we took a hard hit, but we were prepared. We had lots of cash. I'm debt free and we got our PPP money. And so everything looks good for the future. It's ramping back up. I believe that that particular industry and service industries are going to be fine. But we don't know. We don't know. So you have to be prepared. I'm going to talk to you about that as well. But here's the point. The point is that Jack Stack, who obviously has been phenomenally successful, said this: when you appeal to the highest level of thinking, you get the highest level of performance. When you appeal to The highest level of thinking, you get the highest level of performance. You probably heard me say this before. You may have read this in Zig Ziglar's book, Born to Win. But the question is, do you believe it? The question is, are you watching how this happens? Are you aware of how this is happening in your life? It goes like this. A man by the name of Frank Outlaws reportedly said this and gets the credit for it. But it goes like this. When you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. There it is. And when you change your performance, you change your life. If your business was performing at the highest level, would that change your life? Yes. If you were performing at the highest level in your career, would that change your life? Yes. If you're doing the things personally, if you're performing well financially, physically, you're taking care of yourself, mentally, you're learning the things that you need to learn, you're serving your family. When you're performing personally, is that going to change your life? No doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it. So we change our thinking about things, for example, being uncertain about the future. You change your beliefs. Mr. Ziglar said that the secret ingredient of success is desire. Where does desire come from? It comes from a vision. What you see in your mind. See, people do what people see, but people don't have desire because they don't have a vision. They don't have a vision because they don't believe. Those of you who are in Inner Circle, and especially those who are in the pods, we've gone through the 10 principles. We continue to go through the 10 principles of phenomenal performance, because when you have a vision, you get inspired. And when you're inspired, nothing can stop you. And when you believe, when this whole thing started, Tom Ziglar came out with a quote by Mr. Ziglar. He said, expect the best, prepare for the worst, and capitalize. Tom changed that to maximize. Maximize on what comes. Do you believe that there are opportunities right now? Do you believe that you can overcome this? Do you believe that you can be successful regardless? Do we have the right perspective on success? When I think about this, I think about people like Horatio Spafford. You ever heard a hymn called It Is Well With My Soul? You could probably sing, many of you could sing it right now. Do you know that that hymn was written by a man named Horatio Spafford, who is very successful? He was a very successful businessman, attorney in Chicago. And then the great Chicago fires broke out. He lost everything. He lost everything. If that wasn't bad enough, he sent his family to Europe. He ended up at the last minute needing to stay behind, put them on a ship, and sent them ahead. He said, I'll catch up with you later. He stayed behind to take care of some last minute details that had to do with property and those kinds of things. And that ship sank. He got a telegram from his wife that all of his daughters drowned. He boarded his ship to join his wife in Europe, and on the way there, the captain of the ship came to him and said, "This is about where the accident happened." And he went out and he looked at the sea and he looked around, and this man had so much faith that he immediately went to his cabin and penned those words to that hymn, "It is well with my soul." That's faith. Do you believe? I can't say that I believe to that level. I don't have that kind of faith. But you don't know whether you do or not until something like this happens. And I'm sorry to get you started on such a drastic note, but it puts things into perspective for us. We don't have any problems. We don't have any problems. What about Anne Frank? What about other people who were sent to Nazi concentration camps? Like Viktor Frankl, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning. You want to know what the outcome, what that psychiatrist Viktor Frankl realized, is that the people that got through that horrid experience were the people who had hope for the future. We need hope today. That's why the Ziegler organization, that's why I love the philosophy of Zig Ziglar, because Zig Ziglar had a complete philosophy of life and business. We need that message of hope and encouragement more today than ever before. Would you agree? So when we expect the best, our attitude changes. Hey, we can get through this. We have hope. And when we have hope, when we know that we can weather the storm, when we know we can overcome, when we know what true success is, it's not having, in my interview with Dr. Caroline Leaf a week or so ago, she said that. She said, everyone's success is unique because you're unique. My success isn't your success. Your success isn't my success. What is the purpose? What is the vision? What is the plan that God has for you? That's what we want to focus on, that vision. And live your life according to a vision rather than circumstances. You're always going to have circumstances. Bob Odin wrote a book called Two Chairs, and he quoted Jesus when Jesus said, "In this world, you'll have trouble." And he said, "You're either coming out of trouble right now." Everybody in this room, there was a couple hundred people in the room, a little more, a little less, at a Ziegler conference in Dallas last year, a year before, something like that. And he said, you're in one of three places right now. He said, you're either coming out of trouble, you're in trouble, or you just got out of trouble. And I thought to myself, man, life is really good right now. I don't even want to think about that. And guess what happened after that? Got in trouble. Trouble may be something that you got yourself into. That's usually the case with me. Or we're not responding properly to what's happening, you see. And how many of you know when you just change what you do, when you change your behavior, your performance, your outcome, your score is going to be different, and that will change your life. So it's not what happens to us, it's how you respond, Mr. Ziegler said. It's not what happens to you, it's how you respond to what happens to you. The problem and the solution is found in how we respond, how we look at the problem, how we understand and see the solution. Mr. Ziegler said you have to respond rather than react. In early 2008, Mr. Zig Ziglar, world famous Zig Ziglar, was paid $100,000 per speech. He got older and he didn't want to travel as much. So they raised the fee from $50,000 to $100,000, assuming that he would get less bookings. Guess what? He got more. His book, See at the Top, sold over 1 million copies, maybe more than that now. I don't know. But here he is at the top of his game. He was way over the top. And one night, he had an idea. And Mr. Ziegler, when he, just like Santiago said, and Santi did such a good job in getting you guys engaged this morning, give him and the rest of my team a big hand clap. I'm just so grateful for my team. But Santiago said something. He said, you know, when you have an idea, then you write it down. That was Mr. Ziegler's habit, that when he had an idea, even if it was in the middle of the night, he would write it down. And normally he would have a pen and a piece and some paper like next to his bedside or in his pajamas or whatever, and he wouldn't have to get out of bed. But he didn't want to wake the redhead up, so he walked out of the bedroom to go across to his office, and he made one slight misstep and fell down the stairs, tumbled down the stairs, and crashed his head on the marble floor. But guess what? Instead of reacting, he responded. It affected his short-term memory to the point where he couldn't remember what he said 5 minutes ago. But he could remember his whole life. He remembered every quote. He remembered every story. He remembered people that he met. He remembered everything except for what happened in the last 5 minutes. So he would tend to repeat himself. And there were some that said, you know, we should get him off the stage. We should not let him go out like this. But instead of doing that, the team got together and started doing some phenomenal thinking. And he would go out with either Julie or Tom, and they would do an interview style where they would sit down and interview him. And if he got stuck on a loop, like in I met Zig the first time in March of 2008. Shortly after that happened, I didn't know that that had happened. I called on Ziegler. I met Tom. I learned what happened to him, brought him down to our conference. I did a video with him and Tom in March of 2008, and then I brought him down to our conference later on, November of 2008, and he would get stuck on a loop. And that day, he got stuck on, he had this idea of his book, The Home Court Advantage. He was thinking about a book called The Home Court Advantage. He said, you know, when everything's better at home, everything's going to be better out there. I call it the home court advantage. You need to court your spouse. And he, after about the sixth time that he said it, well, and of course, Julie would remind him, said, Dad, you already shared that with us. And he had enough wit to say, yeah, but those two guys on the front row, they weren't listening. It was so awesome. And, but about after the sixth time that he said it, guy, a brand new attendee, first time at one of our conferences, pops up, walks out the room. And I thought, that's it. This guy came to see the world famous Mr. Zig Ziglar and jumping around on the stage and kneeling and pointing, and that's not what he got. So I peeked out the door and the guy was on the cell phone. I said, I'm sure he's changing his airline reservations. He's about to head home. So as he was coming back in the room, I said, is everything okay? He said, yeah, Jose got to me. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, about the sixth time he said something about the home court advantage, it got to me. He said, you see, my girlfriend has been wanting to get married for the last 4 years, and I wouldn't ask her to marry me. He got to me, so I just went and called her. I was like, you proposed over the phone? The great news is that they ended up, get this, they ended up not only getting married, but we had an inner circle trip to Costa Rica, and their big dream was to go deep sea fishing in Costa Rica. He asked if he could get married in Costa Rica on that trip. I said, I know people in Costa Rica, but I don't know about doing that. I said, why don't you get married in Houston? I can get you a pastor. And he got married at our seminar. I was the best man. We went to Costa Rica, went deep sea fishing with a small group of people. It was phenomenal. And when we were down there, he showed me a letter that Mr. Ziglar, I'm sure Lori had made, and had Mr. Ziglar sign it. And he had it framed. He brought it with him on his honeymoon. They had learned about what had happened and sent him courtship after marriage. And he had this framed letter. So he and Julie wrote this book called Embrace the Struggle. And what I want to encourage you today is embrace the struggle. You see, because the point of this book is that in the struggle, there is life. I'm going to talk to you about leadership. A little bit later today. And as I've been taking our leadership group through the challenges of leadership and training themselves on leadership, what I've learned through the leadership challenge series is what we've been going through, is that every phenomenal leader, in their 50 years of research, has shown that their best, that what they considered their best leadership moment that defined their leadership was defined by a crisis, not in the good times. See, challenge is the crucible for leadership. Doesn't matter what role you're in, you're a leader. And so we're going to talk more about leadership today, later today. I have another session after lunch called Think and Be Phenomenal. We're going to dive deeper into this. And we're going to talk about what phenomenal leaders do and what others do. One of the things that leaders do is they respond rather than react. You see, responding is positive. Reacting is negative. Responding is thoughtful. Reacting is emotional. Responding is productive. Reacting is rash. Responding is focused. This is another thing I'm going to share with you today, is how to stay focused in the midst of all this chaos. Reacting is distracting. Responding is positive because you're going to be able to take in the situation and make the best out of that situation. Just reacting, a knee-jerk reaction, is...
I'm not sure if you're the one who I spoke to earlier or not. This is Melanie Reed, and I...
There we go. Thank you, sir. Responding is thoughtful. Reacting is emotional. If we're operating in faith, it's going to be positive. It's going to be thoughtful because we're thinking about the truth. We're operating out of the truth, out of faith rather than fear. It's productive instead of just rash. And the thing is that like in this COVID-19 environment, people are just reacting. They're not being rational. They're being rash. There are a lot of business owners that just, first thing they did, just let their team go, close it down. Now, I understand, I'm not judging anybody, but to me, I was like, wait a minute. We can't lose our team because I have people who have been with me for over, many who have been with me over 20 years, over 10 years, over 15 years. We put a lot of training. We've invested a lot in them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do everything that I can to keep my team. And we paid our team whether they were working or not. And if you're on here and you haven't been able to do that, your team is on here. I'm not saying that you did wrong. I'm just saying for me in my situation, be more thoughtful. When you have a problem, when a team member does something wrong, when a team member misses the mark, respond rather than react. That's the idea. When you respond rather than reacting, it helps us to change our thinking so that we can perform at a higher level. Remember, this is all about performance. In our, when we launched Inner Circle this year, every year we and every quarter we sort of have a theme. And when the book FTI came out, we had also just published Top Performance at Ziglar. And we understand that it's all about performance. Yesterday, we did a full day on top performance leadership. And it's about becoming a, you got to become a top performer first just to get positioned right. And then you become a people builder. And then you become a difference maker. And there's a hierarchy there. But when we respond, instead of reacting, it gets us in a place where we can perform better. In this book, I was thrilled and honored to be able to do a chapter, and I put in the 5 P's of a phenomenal business. And one of them is what we call a PRD. And that's a like a job description. Most of you who are in Inner Circle, you're familiar with this. Or if you work for an Inner Circle member, you probably have a PRD. And if you think about a PRD, a performance results description, you have to think about this. What is the result you're wanting? What is the result that you're looking for? Maybe it's a physical goal. You want to weigh a certain amount. You want to take in a certain amount of calories. Maybe it's a financial goal. You want to save a certain amount of money, get a certain return on your investments. Maybe in your business, it's to have a certain amount of sales, a certain amount of production, certain production level. There's so many things to track. The question is, what's the performance required to achieve that result? And how would you describe that performance? Today, in this COVID-19 scare. There are a few people, and Rick said it yesterday, we are so proud of our members, because many of you are doing well despite the scare. Some of you are seeing some drastic changes, your revenue's down, like one of my companies. And thankful our training, I'm thanking you that our training company, Phenomenal Products, is fine. Thanks to you. Thanks to your support. And of course, you know, we've had to pivot. We had to do this conference online instead of in person. And there's a lot of ramifications of that, not just from a community standpoint, but financially, relationally, all those kinds of things, right? But you do the best that you can. Remember, the success is you do the best you can with the hand that you've been dealt. And we've all been dealt a very difficult, interesting hand. So we have to pivot. I created this acronym for PIVOT. It goes like this. Know your position. Understand your position. See, in battle, you have to understand your position as it relates to the enemy. What are the resources that you have? What do your bank accounts look like? Were you able to get the PPP? What skills do you have as an individual? What skills and experience do you have? I was watching, my wife watches Joyce Meyer every morning, and they had, I think they have a school or something like that. All these school kids were making masks, and they made hundreds of masks. I thought it was awesome. And it's also been really cool to see how humans who are made to connect, we were wired for love, as Dr. Leaf says, we're wired for community, we're made for community, and to see how people have responded and pivoted to make this happen. So your position is going to determine what you can do and what you can't do, okay? I have on the screen when I looked up pivot points, I'd written a little thing on pivot points. I've shared this some on the Inner Circle webcast also. And so when I Googled pivot, I saw this graph come up that has to do with trading, the stock market, and all that. And it reminded me of my son, Christian, who is started doing some trading. I mean, he's into it, right? When you get, as Zig Ziglar said about this pump right here, he said, man, when you get into something, you got to get into it if you're going to be phenomenally successful. And he's into it. Well, I noticed that on here that it has pivot points, and he knows all the terminology around that. And depending on what your position is in the marketplace and how you are positioned is going to determine what you can do and what you can't do. So you may have to, when I first started my business, I started my business out of the trunk of my car, and I had a job and I had no money. I had $3,000 that I started my business with, my first business, our wedding money. Denise was really thrilled about me spending every cent of our newly acquired wedding money. We're both making, you know, maybe $500 a week at the time, you know, barely just paying the rent. Oh, you're going to spend all the money that we just got starting a business. Okay. Well, before too long, I was making more money in that business than I was at my job. But again, I worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there were times where you got to spend money to make money. So I might buy a truck, I might hire someone or whatever. And I got short on cash. So I had to go get a job at night. And so I'd go wait tables, make some more money, and from time to time do that. Sometimes Denise, because she had a good job, she started making more money. And sometimes she made payroll. Sometimes my dad, I borrowed money from him. So, you know, depending on where you are, then that determines how you're going to pivot. And And the reason I make a big deal about this is because most people don't really understand where they are right now. They don't understand their position on the field. Mike Michalowicz just came out with a book called The Next Step, or Fix This Next, I think it is. And he said this statement, I've said this for years, that a business owner's biggest challenge is they don't know what their biggest challenge is. That's why we do coaching here. Because I don't know what my biggest challenge is. I have to get outside input. I have to get feedback. I have to get other people's minds involved, which we're going to talk about tomorrow morning, to really understand my position. And then secondly, I need to use this wonderful imagination that God has given us. See, God has given you a phenomenal mind, a phenomenal imagination, but we use it for fear rather than faith. We use it for to talk ourselves out of things rather than to use it to create. I'm going to talk about that, I think, this afternoon. That you're a creator. You're made in the image of God. And Dr. Caroline Leaf is going to bring that in a big way. The power of the human mind, if you will simply release it to think creatively. We'll talk more about that later today too. Use your imagination, reinvent, rethink. That's what this reposition, that's what this is whole, all this whole conference is all about. The funny thing is that we had decided on the theme before any of this happened. See, so many times, God, I'm just so glad, I'm so grateful that he gives us what we need as we need it. The V is for voices. What are the voices in your head? What are the voices that you're listening to? Who are you listening to? Have they been successful? What agenda do they have? We can get caught up in all these conspiracies and waste our precious time and energy on something that we may not be able to change. Yes, we can understand enough about it so that we can speak intelligently and warn other people. But if we invest all of our time in that, and this is our call over here, then we're getting out of balance. Mr. Ziegler used to say that, he said, I read the newspaper and the Bible every day because I want to know what both sides are up to. Understand what's happening. Listen to the news a little bit just to understand what the landscape is, okay? But listen to the truth. Put the truth, put the pure, put the positive, put the powerful in your mind. And again, that's going to come from your coaches. That's going to come from your advisors. Phenomenal Products was founded on Proverbs 15:22 that says this, without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, plans succeed. When we understand our position on the field, we use our phenomenal imagination, we listen to the right voices, we're going to be able to see the opportunities. And the opportunities are going to be different for every single person depending on where you are on the field. Some of you are licking your wounds of regret because you didn't prepare for this. Some of you are like, I can't believe that I didn't save more money. I can't believe that I went all this debt. I can't believe that I did this or that or the other thing. And that's understandable. But there are two things I want to share with you. First of all, you can learn from this. You can learn from this. And maybe when we experience pain, again, embrace the struggle, because through the struggles of life. This may help you. For example, when I found myself in all this debt and it was no longer about, being able to just focus on adding value to my clients and my employees and all that, that life became about making the monthly payments. Life wasn't very phenomenal all of a sudden. That's when Ellen Rohr, the amazing Wonder Woman, Ellen Rohr swooped in, helped me get out of debt, helped me think different, helped me imagine a new future, helped me to put the right voice in my mind. And I'll never forget the first session with her. She surveyed the whole situation, the whole business, and interviewed the staff, looked at the numbers, and then we met in my office. Long conference table, same one that's still at the office today. She got the flip chart out and she said, I got 6 options for you. Option 1, shut it down. Shut my business down? I was like, no way, next. She said, no. Uh-uh. Nope. Not moving on until we absolutely explore this option. I'd made up my mind, but I was open to hearing her out. It might have been an option. We have to consider it. But then she gave me other better options. So the point is that we need to have the right voices. The voices you're going to hear today and tomorrow are going to help you see the opportunities and to then transform your business and transform your life. When Tom Ziegler and I got to know each other, I helped Tom with the last chapter of Born to Win. It's called Born to Win for Business Leaders. And the way that all that happened is he said, Howard, we the whole team went to Chicago and we met with a consultant who specializes in finding a company's core strengths. And he said, we agree that we need to be in small business coaching because Zig Ziglar has lots of followers, but business owners that have amazing values, they buy into Zig Ziglar and they need Ziglar clients need small business coaching, and asked me if I would partner with them. And of course I was overwhelmed. I was flabbergasted. I was honored. And so I helped him with the last chapter of that book. And we went around the world. We went to UK, went to Australia, we went to every little nook and cranny you could imagine in the US, teaching a one-day Born to Win business seminar. And we came up with an assessment that where Zig Ziglar already had the Wheel of Life, and there's this assessment that where you assess, and I'm talking to our newer folks and maybe those of you who are team members of our members, where you assess the 7 core areas of life, family, mental, financial, spiritual, career, personal, and physical on a scale of 1 to 10. And then we determine the different parts of a business, leadership, marketing, sales, operations, and administration, and created an assessment for that. So what we would like for you to do is when we go on break, or before you go on break, what we would like for you to do is fill out this assessment. If you're not a business owner, just do the personal assessment. If you're a business owner, No matter how many times you've done this before in Inner Circle, we want you to do it again. And the reason is because I call this a preview. We review what we've done in the last 3 months. We assess where we are now, and we preview what our goals and our projects are going to be in the next 3 months. You see, the assessment, the awareness, is what shows us our position on the map, on the field. And your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Your career is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And the fact is that you're born to win. You're supposed to be on a scale of 1 to 10, a borderline 11 on every single spoke, as much as it depends on you. So awareness, you'll hear from Dr. Leaf, and being aware of your constant thinking, feeling, and choosing, being aware of where you are on the journey is the starting point. And then thinking and imagining and creating a new future. So the team is going to put the link in there for you. Now, I want to say one final thing before I take questions and comments. I've got about nine minutes left here. Those of you who are Inner Circle members, we want you to do one of these little case studies every quarter. And we just want you to get used to doing this. All right. If you've never done one of these before, you've never given us a testimonial, then what we would like for you to do is we'd like for you to fill this out. And if you've done a testimonial for us before, just share a challenge that you've had in the last 3 months, what the solution was that you found through our training, through the Inner Circle, and the results that you had. And I want you to scan it and or just complete it online, and then send it in to me, howard@howardpargers.com. And if you have never done a testimonial for us before, tell us what your challenge was when you started, and share the solution that you found in Inner Circle and the results that you've had. For example, we have a brand new member. His name is Gabriel Witt. What a fine young man. He came to our boot camp. He didn't sign up right away, but he came to our boot camp, and he ended up signing up for Inner Circle here last 2 weeks. And he said, man, since that boot camp, I've killed my sales goal 3 times in a row. I kept raising my goal, and I kept hitting it because of some of the strategies. So we want to hear from you, and here's what we're going to do. Normally, we would have an Inner Circle dinner. And since I'm not buying you dinner tonight, instead, I'm going to give away prizes. So tonight, at I think it's 5:15, and we won't go long. We'll do like 5:15, 6:15, something like that. As long as you want to hang out, we'll bring some of you on video if you'd like to share. And those of you who are not members, you're going to see case studies of, and I'm going to brag on some people. So be sure to be here this evening after our last break. We'll just have one evening session. And, you know, if you want to get dinner and sit down and eat dinner while you're watching it, you can. But I'm going to give away free tickets to the Destined Dream Retreat. I'm going to give away some conference replays that you probably don't have. I'm going to give away Brian Tracy's full-day MBA program that he did for Inner Circle, and I paid tens of thousands of dollars for that. And I have to pay him a little bit for that, but I'll take care of that part. We're also going to give away some membership upgrades and renewals. So it will be worth your time to join us this evening. And if you guys are really engaged, you're really sharing a lot, and you want to stay on, we'll stay on till maybe 8 o'clock Central, but that all depends on you. Okay. So let's get those filled out and send those in to me at howard@howardpartridge.com. And let me take any questions or comments that you have with the few minutes that I've left. I've got 5 minutes left. Who has my first question or comment?
Hey, Howard, there's some wonderful comments coming in. I'm just saying, some folks saying they cried 3 times already. So
what?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No kidding.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, awesome. You already got your goal for today. Look at
Yay.
That. I love it.
Wow, look at this. Kenneth O'Neill, Howard, you have hit the ball out of the park with this session. Tremendous job with lots of emotional connection. Thank you, sir. I'll be, hey, you know what I'm going to be doing on the break, right?
Hey, Howard.
Yes, sir. Let's bring the coaches on for a 5-minute discussion. Rick, Sherry, Michelle, and Michelle will send us on break. Go ahead and come on to video and let's have a chat. What did you pick up? What do you think needs to be reinforced? Rick? You're the most beautiful of all of us, so you start. Hey, I'm in the most season.
I think that Chris Perry said it best there on the chat box. The best fireside chat you've had. The best fireside chat you've had.
Yay! Thank you.
And the second thing is, you're right. I can tell you in my case, the most growing I've ever done was during the oil bust in Houston in the 80s. I lost almost 50% of my business in 90 days. I learned more about myself, about people, than anything else. And I think everyone's going to do the same thing as we go through this. But we've got the inner circle to help. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. So it's 1984. Denise and I got married July 28th of 1984. I started the business November 2nd of 1984. So this summer in July, we'll be married. The day before the Destined Dream Retreat starts, we will be married 36 years. And this November, we'll celebrate our 36th anniversary in business. So I started that business during the oil bust, but I was 23 years old. I didn't know what oil was. I didn't know what energy was. I didn't know what a recession was. I didn't know anything except that I want to have my own business. So listen, that's all you need. You just need a vision and you need some guts.
Both of them, right?
Yes, that's right. Okay, Sherry Perry, you go next.
Okay, hey, I'll go. So thank you, Howard. I'm so excited. I love how Michelle started off the conference saying, hey, it's not going to be the same. We can't hug people or anything, but man, we can still soak in the information. So we can still get the right voices that you're talking about. I think my biggest takeaway so far from this particular session is perspective. And the bottom line is that, yeah, we all have to deal with this. We all have to figure out what in the heck are we supposed to do with our business. And our businesses are changing. But when we take a look at perspective and we realize and recognize that, you know what, for a good percentage of us, we live in America. Even if we don't, we have a lot of opportunity and we have so much more going for us than what's negative. So those stories on perspective and Mr. Spafford and Viktor Frankl and all of those things, I just think that really helped me kind of go, okay, yeah, kick it into gear, figure it out. You got this. And so I love the inner circle and I love the energy and everything. And while it's not the same, like Michelle said, it's pretty much the best place to be on this Thursday.
Absolutely. So actually, I've heard you say once in a while something along the lines of, suck it up, buttercup. Is that
what you're
trying to say?
Suck it up, buttercup. And you know what's really funny about that is, I mean, that's fun. It's fun to say that. A lot of people are hurting right now, right? But honestly, there's that Rodney, I can't think of the guy's name. If you're going through hell, keep on going song. That
Ron Canole.
Thank you, whoever that guy is. Yeah. Anyway, great song, but it's the same thing here. Just face down, take the learning, do what you got to do, and stay around people that are saying you can do it and they're helping you along. So I'm super excited.
Awesome. Now let me make sure, because I don't want to, like, you know, blow my whole presentation and say something dumb here, okay? So I want to make sure that everybody understands what I just said. We say that to ourselves, right? Suck it up, buttercup. Yeah. Not to somebody else. Okay.
You can say it to somebody else, but you just better be in the right group.
And that was, I just have to echo, an incredible session. I'm totally pumped up. Listen to the right voices. That was what my biggest takeaway was. So.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, it's